Hi, everyone.
Welcome back to Too Niche. I am Elizabeth.
I'm Lara.
And this is the show where we like to haul.
We are hauling. We are naming them. And today, we're going to take a bit of a detour. We're going to go down a little road I like to call the dark haul. And we are talking about something that affects all of us, whether we like it or not. Many of us against our wills. And those are forever chemicals.
Now, forever chemicals got bumped for Taylor Swift last week.
Yeah, an understandable replacement.
Yeah, of course, anybody would.
Yeah, we did what had to be done.
But interestingly enough, this has been in the back of our minds for a minute now, and forever chemicals have been in the news in the past 2 weeks in a big, bad way.
What is going on?
Well, the Biden administration set the first ever limits on forever chemicals within drinking water.
So you're meaning to tell me that this entire time, forever chemicals have just been like living, laughing, and loving in all of our drinking water?
Yes. Some states have had their own regulations, but this is nationwide. And then a few years ago, there were some regulations that have been put in effect for 2024, 2025 in the apparel industry. But, you know, we were prepping for this episode and I saw that The Daily just did an episode on forever chemicals. So we're all just like third eye on the beat. Yeah.
Okay. So one type of forever chemicals, because there are many, but the one that I think we're kind of talking about the most at the moment are PFAS chemicals.
Yep.
And they are everywhere.
So PFAS, which I'm going to try to attempt what it's short for, which is polyfluoroalkyl. I'm trying to learn stuff. I'm trying to pronunciate things better, but we're just going to refer to them as PFAS today. There's also PFOS. FOS is another it girl in the forever chemical space, but PFAS.
She's one of the most harmful.
Yes.
And PFOA, another one.
Mm-hmm. So class is in session. We're going to talk about forever chemicals. We're going to talk about what they are, but mainly where we can find them most, and then haul where they can be found and if it's worth it.
Totally. And just to clarify, there are 9,000 variants of PFAS chemicals, so we are merely scratching the surface, but it is up to you to stay vigilant about the PFAS chemicals that you come into contact with.
So PFAS are chemicals that are resistant to water, oil, temperature extremes, friction. They can be found in stain-resistant materials, waterproof materials, non-stick products. So think of like Teflon pans. Think of rain gear for hiking. Think of pizza boxes that are resistant to grease. Think of waterproof mascara.
Question.
Yeah.
Like in a rain slicker or a raincoat, wearing it, you're still gonna be dealing with like exposure?
Yeah, or is I think because like, if it's touching the skin, then our skin is our biggest organ. So there's a lot of discourse around like a Lululemon legging and how a lot of women wear those without underwear.
You won't find me doing that, but Godspeed to those who do. Lululemons are PFAS?
In some of the materials.
What's Europe's stance on PFAS?
They've been working on...
They're more strict about
it,
right?
Yeah.
Because I just bought some Lululemon leggings when I was in Europe when my luggage didn't show up. And I was like, I need a legging or two. And I have to say, even though they're the same leggings that I get in the United States of America, their quality is feeling different. And I'm wondering if that's just because they don't have the PFAS in them to make them feeling high quality.
I don't know. The only thing I saw in regards to the Lulu of it all was via TikTok, so I can't say one way or another. But I do know that in terms of activewear and outdoor gear, there's been a large retooling within brands to make way for these new regulations that are taking place now and in 2025. REI is no longer carrying PFAS. IKEA, because a lot of times in like water resistant rugs or water resistant material, IKEA is no longer using any material that contains PFAS. So
that's a win.
This is a win in a big way, but it's also pretty scary because the whole thing is that the name is such. They are forever chemicals. I think the molecules can only be broken, I think, via lightning.
I need to get struck in all my Lulus.
It's the type of thing that is basically omnipresent, but I don't think is talked about nearly enough, because I think if it were, it would change consumer habits entirely, which hopefully today we can shed some light on some items and haul them.
Yeah. I just got on a subreddit in the Lululemon subreddit about the PFAS leggings, and someone wrote, "Does Lulu leggings and boxers use harmful forever chemicals? I just saw this on social media and now I'm scared." And then someone said, "I mean, yes, PFAS are harmful, but they're so ubiquitous in our environment. Some of the main exposure routes are drinking water, eating freshwater fish. You can find them in clothes, cosmetics, food, contact materials, etc." They go on to say, "Unless you're actively screening for PFAS, it's extremely hard to avoid. Do you have a thyroid or liver condition? If not, you're probably just fine." And then some other icon commented, "Blah, blah, blah, in the most respectful way. Everything is bad for you nowadays. I'm going to keep wearing my Lulu." That's me.
That's honestly, you just summed up the internet with that discourse. Mm-hmm. That's basically how it goes. Like just an innocent question, then just somebody providing an answer to some facts, and then somebody else sort of,
I mean, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to keep wearing my Lulu.
So there's a lot of places to find, you know, a really good definition of PFAS, but I decided to take it to ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And
sometimes ChatGPT can explain something better than any human can.
But what's great about ChatGPT is that you can niche it, really. So I said, "Can you describe forever chemicals in the voice of Kris Jenner?" And they said, "Sure can."
I love it.
So
let's go.
Here it is.
Let's fucking go.
"Darling, let me tell you about these forever chemicals, okay? So they're like these substances that stick around forever, literally. They're called per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. But let's just call them PFAS for short, darling. Now, these PFAS are like the divas of the chemical world. They're in everything, from our nonstick cookware to our fabulous stain-free fabrics. I mean, picture this. You've got your glamorous nonstick pans, right? Well, those babies are coated with PFAS to keep everything from sticking. Just like how I keep my family's drama from sticking to me, honey. And don't even get me started on those stain-resistant fabrics. They're like the magic carpet of the fashion world, keeping spills and stains away with the power of PFAS. But here's the tea, darling. While these forever chemicals may seem fabulous on the surface, they've got some serious baggage. They don't break down easily. So once they're in the environment, they're there to stay, just like a Kardashian at a red carpet event. It's time to clean house and say goodbye to these forever chemicals, because nothing's more important than keeping our families and our planet safe and fabulous, darling."
Darling, she's right.
I would have said this is a case for the FBI.
Yeah. The health effects from PFAS exposure include decreased fertility, high blood pressure in pregnant people, increased risk of certain cancers, developmental delays and low birth weight in children, hormonal disruption, high cholesterol, reduced effectiveness of the immune system, and more.
When DuPont created Teflon in the 1930s, they found that a lot of women that were working in the plants around these chemicals were giving birth to babies with severe birth defects. So that was sort of like the first indication, to my knowledge, that people started taking notice and thinking to themselves, maybe these new materials might that withstand everything might not be the right way.
I love that they were like, that didn't just stop there. They're like, but let's just do like a little bit.
They're like, but that was extreme exposure. So
yeah. So we'll just do like a tiny mini PFAS exposure for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just slowly poison them over a period of like 100 years.
Yeah. And so health impacts are aplenty. It's liver and cholesterol changes, impaired immune system, developmental issues, an increased risk of cancer, reproductive challenges, just all the things. And then if you already have an impaired immune system, this can...
It's not going to help.
Not going to help. Exactly.
And PFAS are so widespread that according to a 2022 study in environmental science and technology, the chemicals fall from the sky and rain.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because the clouds have picked up the evaporated water from contaminated oceans. So... it literally rains PFAS on us. So since we're just going to be dealing with PFAS forever, I guess, because they are forever chemicals, we can haul like the top places where to find them.
And like if it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's give it a grade. We've had some listeners say bring back the grading system.
Yeah, we got to bring it back.
So we're going to bring it back right here, right now.
Okay. So I think... women are more exposed to PFAS than men because it's like in a lot of cosmetic products and like self-care products and body care products.
The top two highest makeup categories that contain PFAS were waterproof mascaras with 82% of all the products tested.
I don't ever fuck with waterproof.
Bad for the lash quality.
Yeah, and it's weird. Like, I don't like that you can't get it off.
Yeah, so that's a D.
Mm-hmm.
I can do without that the rest
of
my life.
A D and a not... it's an F for me and a not worth it rating. It's not worth the PFAS.
Not worth it.
Just, like, powder under your eye and find a good mascara that, like, doesn't... I can name a lot of mascaras that have maybe light PFAS, but they're not going to...
stay
stick
on
around
forever. And then 63% of the foundations that were studied contained them. I feel like nowadays we can find foundation really easily that's PFAS free.
Mm-hmm.
So avoidable completely. So I give that a D.
From foundation?
Yeah. As in like not worth it, can avoid it, can probably find a formula that's...
that's PFAS free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's better and more high tech.
Mm-hmm.
But this was an interesting statistic around Ulta's clean beauty filter. So if something's clean at Ulta, it's PFAS free. That's not the same for Sephora.
That did not surprise me. Given Sephora's real run and like downward spiral into just like a... tween circus tent, they're not to be trusted. Hashtag divest from Sephora.
That's right. Yeah.
Hashtag end Sephora.
Ulta's coming in to me looking better and better every day. I will go to...
still won't set foot in there, but I have no choice but to respect it.
I was just going to say, I'd go to a strip mall for an Ulta.
I will consider Ulta. Just so I consider it. Okay. I always ordered something from Ulta online in the last year, but like going into an Ulta feels like...
oh, I think it sounds fun. I feel like it's a... possibilities are there.
There are possibilities, but it's also just like a lot of no lol corners, you know, where you're like, I need to be surrounded by like glamour in the in the beauty store. And like when Sephora's not doing that, like Ulta doesn't do that, but in a different way.
I feel like Credo, you can get some PFAS free options there. Detox Market that I love. Yeah. It's on Beverly. There's a lot of great options and a lot in the, like, there's that whole discourse around something being deemed clean, quote unquote, is a scam.
Yeah. What I, cause I took clean to mean that it has no PFAS and it's like no chemicals or something.
Well, apparently if it's Ulta and clean, then that's correct. If it's Sephora and clean, it's not correct according to the information that we found on the internet.
Okay, the next one really bums me out, and I'm Googling it. Nail polish, does gel nail polish, and I'm probably think that I do PFAS manicures every month because I don't even just get gel. I get a hard gel overlay, and that seems to be just one entire PFAS coat. Yeah,
that needs lightning to break that molecule, I feel.
I'm part of the problem. Because when the nails get like sanded off, that PFAS is just going into the atmosphere.
Yeah, it is.
So when it rains on you and you feel the rain, let the rain come down and wash you clean, you're actually getting a teeny molecule of my PFAS manicure.
Rain on me.
To me, I'm going to say blah, blah, blah. I'm going to keep wearing my Lulus to the gel manicure for now.
Okay, well, I think if you're wearing underwear, it's better.
Everyone has to have a little PFAS in their life to make it fun.
Listen, we're a trend show. The trend is PFAS. It's unavoidable. It's on an upward tick. It's just about picking and choosing the PFAS for you.
I mean, nail polish in general is not good for you.
Unless you get the 5 free.
Yeah, but does that just like peel off?
Probably.
Give me my PFAS. Give me my PFAS nails.
So oftentimes when, you know, I've talked about like the dermatitis I had on my face.
Mm-hmm.
Dermatologists have said to me, I always look at women's nails when they come in with that issue because a lot of times it's from scratching or touching their face
with the nail.
Yeah, it's
polish.
A correlation.
Ooh. What kind of nails were you doing?
You know, I've alternated in my life, just the classic gel to classic regular, like a clean manicure type situation. But then I also was doing builder gel for quite a while and had like a long nail. But then, as you know, I famously decided in 2024 that I was going to be short nails.
Mm-hmm.
But your nails look so good right now. It makes me sad.
I know. Once I entered my long nail truth, it's just a PFAS or bust life for me. So, but also how they were saying it's mostly like if you bite your nails with nail polish on, you're more likely to have exposure than if it's just like on your nail.
Who's doing that though?
I don't know. Who's walking around in Lulus with no undies?
I don't wear underwear with my
With your leggings?
No.
Not even a thong?
Sometimes, but I sometimes don't.
A lot of women, I'm realizing, aren't wearing underwear in certain situations. I think I didn't wear underwear once, but my family shamed me for it. So then I just wore it. But I'm also just like, it feels nice to have just a little...
A barrier?
A barrier.
Yeah. See,
I have some good Amazon underwear I'll send to you.
Let me know.
That is a good under the legging thong.
Okay, I'm open to that.
Yeah.
It sort of is like a choose your own adventure depending on the day, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't go just legging sometimes.
For like a workout class?
Yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't feel like held. Truthfully though, the underwear I order from Amazon probably is PFAS thong.
There you go, a PFAS thong.
Yeah.
Good old PFAS thong.
Yeah, so nail polish is, for me, a PFAS must.
Okay. Something for me that is PFAS sadness,
mm-hmm.
That was something I never thought I'd want. We were given it as a gift, and now I'm realizing is peak PFAS, is a pressure cooker.
Why? Because the materials it's made of?
The base of it, like the pot that it's in. So it's like a pressure cooker for food, right? Mm-hmm. The nonstick situation in it is PFAS central.
Oh, yeah.
And not only is it going into the food, but it's getting put into the air.
When you release the pressure.
That's right.
Oof.
And this one is sad because it was like a trinket that I didn't know I wanted. But mm-hmm. once I figured out how to use it and figured out all the amazing, like I make like short ribs and just like really good, if I do say so.
You're making PFAS
great
feasts.
Things.
Yeah.
Feasts. And now I'm sad. And it's also such a, how does one get rid of this now? Does it just now sit forever?
You got to sell it on Facebook Marketplace. You got to fucking flip that before everyone knows about PFAS and that it's a bad thing. And you got to list it and get it out
ASAP.
Of there.
ASAP. And then I'm hoping that there is an option. I still really like it as a kitchen gadget. So is there a PFAS-free one? I haven't gotten that far as to look.
There must be.
But this is...
ask Gwyneth.
Yeah.
I don't,
I
truth
do have
be
to
told,
ask
I've never seen a pressure cooker recipe in any cookbook of hers or ever seen a pressure cooker mentioned on Goop.
Yeah, well, this is where I stray from Goop.
Mm-hmm.
And I go into a different zone. I go into like a Whole 30 Paleo Mama.
Are you saying, are you giving it a worth it rating?
Kind of.
All right. It's like my A. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been happier to not cook and not have a pressure cooker at this moment. I'm feeling superior.
Yeah.
I'm feeling PFAS smug. And I want to say that that's worse than a gel manicure, but I'm no scientist, so I wouldn't know.
And it also, just to make matters worse, it takes up kitchen space. And yeah. You know how I feel about square footage and counter space. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot working against it now in my brain, and I'm kind of spiraling. But cheek say levy.
Sticky notes.
What?
PFAS.
Thank you to one of our sponsors today, Max Pope The Edit, an ultra-personalized luxury e-commerce platform for expertly tested, high-performing hair products.
The experience at Max Pope is uniquely formulated around the edits, featuring a curation of renowned hairstylist Max Gillis's gold standard of products designed by Need.
Each product is tested by a meticulous edit process by Max's Dallas-based salon, The House on Lovers, and held to a high standard of performance, packaging, fragrance, and hair health factor.
The hair edits include repair, color, scalp, control, volume, and a little something called the Too Niche Edit, which is curated in partnership with yours truly.
Max Pope carries brands like Sashawan, Machete, Wonder Valley, Oribe, David Mollet, Isles Formula, and R&Co.
So be sure to check it out and use the code NICHE for 10% off plus free shipping at maxpopetheedit.com.
That's code NICHE for 10% off and free shipping at maxpopetheedit.com. Oh, I did read that 3M was a big culprit of the PFAS.
I'll bet. I think anything that's stick or non-stick,
right.
is like PFAS central.
Stick or non-stick. Either of those categories. That makes sense because it is like a very particular type of stick mm-hmm. that can be stuck on and then restuck. And, you know, because of Romy and Michelle.
Yeah.
So.
I was just thinking it would be said, like, we need a sequel to Romy and Michelle.
It's happening.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
With all the same people?
I believe so. I know that.
I need the entire cast.
I need.
Every single person needs to get off their ass and come to work.
Yeah.
And I don't want any newbies. I don't want any, like. I don't want anyone else. Like, maybe if they're truly A+, we can audition and we can see. But like, I don't want to stray from.
No.
Like,
no.
I want just like now the 40-year high school reunion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mira Sorvino confirmed that they were working on a script. That's all I know.
Wow. I mean, this could be incredible or it could be like Mean Girls movie.
Heather Mooney from Sagebrush High in Tucson.
We need her. We need
a must.
Because that was only their 10 year, right?
Yeah.
So they were 28.
Okay.
Which I can't even deal with after having just had my 20th.
So it would be like their 35 year.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That could save us. That could save the world.
It came out in 1997. So if they ran it in
2027.
Yeah. Then it's gold. How come? I literally see this woman everywhere and I can't think of her name right now. It's driving me cuckoo bananas. Oh, Cameron Manheim. Thank Cameron you. Manheim. From The Practice.
Yeah. Oh, I need that.
It's Justin a must. Theroux. Alan Cumming.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Theroux wasn't it. Yeah. I forget.
Yeah.
Wow. Elaine Hendricks. It's just too good.
It's so
best
good.
Best movie ever. Okay.
We well, need them.
Hopefully they can get it together and it doesn't disappoint like everything else. Although I did see Challengers this weekend. I thought you'd be really proud of me that I went to the theater
That's
to
great.
See a movie.
I saw it too.
Loved it.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was like definitely a movie for the girls and the gays.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that. I'm a little offended at telling me that Zendaya is like 35 in the movie. Like,
she
can
looked
we not?
19 the entire movie.
Yeah, you can't just like give a woman a bob and then she's like 35, unfortunately. So that was a little rude.
Fair.
I don't accept that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was amazing as the high school version of herself. But yeah, maybe they could have had like just an older actor.
I also thought, and this is TikTok brain, I recognize this, but it 15 minutes too long.
Yeah, it was too long. I would even go to say, yeah, it was like 15 or 20 minutes.
And I say that with love.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? What we need in this day and age is
time.
And I was going to say non-action hero movies with female leads.
Yeah.
And that's why I went to go see it, to make a statement with my dollar.
I love that. Well, yeah. I think you and a lot of people made that same statement because I think it's doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a good movie. Like, I told my parents to see it. Like, they'll like it.
It's like kind of like, well, I don't think we're ever going to get back to like rom-com era, but this felt close to that.
Right.
This felt adjacent to like a rom-com, so I accept it.
I actually thought it was going to be more sexual.
Me too. I honestly thought it was going to be much darker.
Same. And I'm actually happy that it wasn't.
Yeah.
It just felt more tame than I expected and I liked it.
I know, they could have shaved, if they had shaved 15 minutes off, it would have made it A+.
Totally.
For me, it was like a solid B.
Yeah, well, I don't see that many movies, as we know. So I would say A- for me.
Yeah.
And that's a huge W
mm-hmm.
for the community.
Definitely. It also, I think, was shot a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I feel like it just missed like peak tennis hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like if it had come out like last summer, it would have hit right where the tennis hysteria was like at an all-time high.
I also want to point to one of the 2024 trend predictions being theme dressing for the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And Zendaya's looks for the promotional events for the movie were very tennis. And I took note of the thoughtfulness that was going into each look. And it made me go, oh, they're doing something with this movie. And it actually worked. Like that avenue of marketing worked on me.
I want to get into tennis, but I also feel like there's a big barrier to entry.
There actually isn't in LA. There's so many great free tennis courts that you can just show up at that are everywhere.
But I don't even know what I'm doing.
Oh.
I need like a lesson
situation. There's lessons.
Yeah. Maybe I'll look into that.
I know some people take, Jamie takes lessons.
Yeah, maybe I'll add it to my list
she
of
loves
hobbies.
It. She did lessons after Artist Way and stuck to it.
Mm-hmm. Now she's going pro.
Yeah. So anyway, side note for movie of the week.
Side note, also that guy who's like the dark-haired guy is so hot.
I thought they were both so hot.
Oh, they were both really hot. Like, I mean, I do love hot. At the end, it's just like sweaty men sweating, and they don't need to trim that part. Mm-hmm. That they can keep. It's like there's other parts, but if you're going to trim it down, please don't. No, don't cut like sweaty calves.
That shot where he's just dripping sweat.
Onto
just,
the camera.
It was so good.
I like that.
That, keep that in.
Mm-hmm.
Director's cut.
Yeah. Back to PFAS. Toilet paper?
What's the deal with this?
Okay, so many brands such as shampoo, dental floss, toilet paper, tampons, and pads have PFAS in them because it makes them more durable, water resistant, or smoother. So I don't love that.
I don't love that. I have used PFAS free dental floss. I don't like it. It breaks. It doesn't have that glide.
I'm a PFAS offender when it comes to my flossing because I use like the plastic single use.
Oh.
It's not good, but it's the only way that I can floss.
Is that PFAS-y?
Yeah, it's like micro. I mean, it's like Trash Island.
Oh, definite
it's
Trash
full
Island.
Full Trash Island. It's bad. But how, what am I, you're telling me I'm supposed to wrap a string around my fingers and like, like drool all over myself. Like I've never been able
that's
to
what
do
I
that.
Do.
I can't do it.
See, this is when it gets very contradictive because it's like flossing is the most important thing. Just make sure you do it. And then it's like, but most of the available flosses out there
have forever chemicals.
Are going to ultimately kill you.
You'll put right into your gums, which will soak them up.
Exactly.
I think we need like a metal floss stick, like a beautiful stainless steel, and then some sort of tiny string made of maybe also metal. Let's think on that.
Okay.
That you could just like pull through, or just like it lasts, but it can't last forever.
Like a
that's
needle
PFAS.
And thread.
Yeah. Just something that's like, there must be some that is also a beautiful objet, but then you can also use it to floss with.
I would love for us to hit the objet category when it comes to flossing, but.
Because they have that now for like instead of using, which I don't use one of these things, but I do Q-tips. I need a Q-tip. Like if I can't clean my ear out after a shower, like I'll have a meltdown.
Same with me.
I need it. But I don't like the Trash Island of it all. So, but I know that there are metal things that you can use that are just like you use it and wash it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's not soaking up. I need something to soak.
I'm sorry to the people, but I'm not going to do that.
I guess Q-tips are more paper.
Yeah. More Trash Island, less PFAS.
But the paper, doesn't it disintegrate?
One day. Into your oceans.
You either in this world can be a caveman or get cancer from PFAS. You either walk around, no one will fuck you because you have earwax buildup, your teeth are gnarly, your gums infected, or you are hot and fuckable, but you have cancer forming.
Basically.
So I guess we're all just choosing to be hot and fuckable.
It's a choose your own adventure situation. And actually, half of it's not even a choice. Half of it's just thrust upon you for existing. Think about that.
Yeah.
A plus.
Okay, so most toilet papers have PFAS in them.
Really? I did not know that, but that makes sense. So that the paper fibers can be more durable. Right.
And the U.S. has over 19 billion pounds of waste paper flushed away annually, posing a massive disposal and wastewater contamination problem. Okay, so then the only solve is to get a $10,000 Japanese toilet. Because then you have the bidet.
Right.
But you still need one. You need a couple squares.
Yeah.
You need a couple squares to dry some things off. I mean, don't tempt me. I will save for a $10,000 toilet.
Oh, the toilet's happening eventually for sure.
Yeah.
And I like the angle of it just to be better on the PFAS consumption. I can totally.
But then if PFAS is in your toilet water, you're just spraying that directly onto your genitals.
Yeah, that's right.
Into your butthole.
Yeah.
But I'd rather do that.
A.
Yeah. I'd take that and a couple squares of PFAS toilet paper to dry it off.
A reduction of sorts.
Mm-hmm. Cell phones are literally just PFAS squares.
What? Really?
The circuit boards, semiconductors, insulated wiring. The screens have PFAS coating to resist fingerprints. PFAS molecules can be absorbed through the skin, especially shorter chain PFAS molecules, which infiltrate skin surfaces and ultimately the bloodstream more efficiently than longer chain ones. None of this was considered or shared with the public when phones were being designed and marketed. Wow. I blame Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Wow. I would actually love to get rid of my phone. That sounds like a delight, but I unfortunately am highly addicted.
Yeah, I just like can't imagine. I don't even understand what life was like or how I like got anywhere when I didn't have a smartphone. And I know I went places, but I'm like, did I just write things down?
I would print out the MapQuest.
But I'm even talking like pre-MapQuest, like when I got my driver's license.
Yeah, it was just figure it out.
You just were told things and then you remembered them and you did them.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
I know.
I don't like recall that.
I can't imagine that.
Mattresses and mattress pads. Cupboard.
My mattress that I use is not.
Is a clean one?
Is a clean one. I'm looking up the name of it because I love it.
I really fucked up when it came to mattressing and definitely got like a chemical laden mattress.
From where?
From Casper.
Oh, I used to have one of those. I got rid of it. Custom Comfort Mattresses in West. They have a showroom in West Hollywood. They are incredible mattresses. They're handmade. They're like artisan mattresses, mindfully sourced natural and organic materials. And it's the comfiest. And I think it's, they were telling me that there's one, they have a bunch of different styles, like many, 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 all different price points. But there's one of them that the Four Seasons uses.
What's the comfort?
It's called Custom Comfort Mattress. And I think they ship everywhere, but their showrooms are in California. But it is like a family-owned business. Like, I just fell in love with their whole deal.
Wow.
And the one I got, I think it was like around $3,000, which I'm fine to pay that for a mattress.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to spend a lot of your life. Yeah, I spent
a whole lot of time, actually.
Well, while you're selling your pressure cooker, I'll be hawking a PFAS mattress.
Yeah,
I don't know when.
To be honest, I think there is a special tiny island for Caspers in Trash Island.
A lot of Caspers on Trash Island?
Oh, yeah. For sure. I think those the mattress box whole trend thing where everybody was getting a mattress delivered to their house in a box.
Yeah, I know.
Those are not to hold
up. It's really bad.
It's bad.
Well, it's not even like they don't hold up. It's just like, why can it be in a box and then not be in a box? And then once you get it out of the box and you deal with like the off-gassing for months, then you know why it could be in a box.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just not great. Yeah, that's avoidable for me. That's a D. And if anybody wants to buy a bundle of a pressure cooker and a Casper mattress. We're going to do
a PFAS special.
Yeah. Exactly.
For $2,500, you can have a new Casper mattress, a new-ish.
And we'll throw in
and a pressure cooker.
Pressure cooker.
Yeah.
It'll be great. What about, I'm curious, like non-stick cookware as a whole? Where do you stand on that?
I have known about that for a long time. So I did away with any sort of toxic cookware. It's like stainless steel or bust, and you can use ceramic nonstick, which is not great, but you have to pick your poison.
We just got a cast iron.
Cast iron, great.
Very excited about.
Yeah. I think that that's an easy replacement to make, and it's like, that's a truly not worth it to like cook on PFAS. I can deal with like a little bit of a scrub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little elbow grease. Never hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm. Dishwasher and laundry detergent to help break down grease. Like, might include PFAS.
Oh no, I'm worried.
I know. But what laundry detergents are PFAS free?
Well, I'm not worried about laundry detergent because I use Zum, obviously. And then I just use like a free and clear pod. Target brand.
Okay, seventh generation laundry detergent, PFAS free. That's good. That's what I use for clothes. I need to get a new dryer sheet thing going.
I like Mrs. Meyer's.
But are those non-toxic?
I believe so.
I feel like Mrs. Meyer wants us to think that her stuff is, but it actually low-key is not.
It's a branding hoax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I use the Cascade Platinum for my dish detergent. And now I'm curious.
This YouTuber seems to think that Mrs. Meyer's is greenwashing.
I could see that.
Because it's like so fragrance forward.
It is. And the font is too much fonting.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Meyer's can cause skin reaction. It has a preservative in it that isn't bad for skin flare-ups.
Oh.
But the thing in it is also a neurotoxin. So I'm like...
So it helps with other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to find if the Cascade, it does contain phosphates. Doesn't seem like Cascade detergent is the best thing for us.
It is or isn't?
Is not. On isitbadforyou.com, it got a D.
Mm.
But I don't know if that is related to PFAS chemicals.
Once you start realizing that everything is toxic.
It's a pick your poison.
I know.
It's like being vegan and doing cocaine.
But that's plant-based.
It's more like the idea. Like everybody's sort of doing one thing that they're like really adamant about doing for their health and then doing something else that negates it.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Well, if we're gonna be living in a PFAS world... We're going to be PFAS girls in a PFAS world. We just need to be building like very dense muscles because when you have a lot of muscle mass, you have a better chance of fighting cancer.
That's right. And also some ways to detox PFAS in case anyone's interested.
I'm interested.
Dietary fiber. So it'll help you get it out of there.
Yeah, you just got to shit it out.
A low fat diet.
Okay.
Foods that are natural and probiotics, kefir, kimchi, etc. Exercise and sweating to help speed up the metabolism. So basically just anything that like keeps your system working is the only thing that's going to get it out.
Yeah. Now I understand. Like, I think it also is like once you hit your late 30s, early 40s, that's when you really start to be like, oh, toxic chemicals, fuck. And like, cause it didn't, cause I got it at a certain level, like with the nonstick pans where I'm like, okay, like, yeah, that's an easy solve. And like, let's just take care of that. But then you're like, oh, I just need everything to be chemical free, but then it can't be chemical free. So you either go full Julianne Moore and safe, or you just like choose your fighters.
That's right. What about like stain resistant anything?
I don't think I really fuck with any stain resistant.
This anything. Rug might have had a stain resistant treatment put on it.
It probably did because it was from Rugs USA. It was like a cheapo rug. So I know I'm regretting it.
I mean, it looks great.
I'm living with regrets.
It looks great.
Well, that couch also, when I got it recovered, like, I didn't ask about the foam that they put in it. I didn't ask about, like, the, what they, how they treat the fabric or anything. I just thought, this guy's coming to my house and he has swatches and I need this couch out of here and to come back in 2 weeks for a reasonable price.
But so, you, like, did a great job.
I know. But that's the thing, is, like, I don't know.
Well, I think this is velvet, so it probably wasn't treated.
It was treated with something.
Oh.
Because he told me when he brought it back.
Oh. Okay. Well, it looks great and it's nice to sit on, so A.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I truly don't know.
I don't know either. They're like, every paint has PFAS in it.
It does?
Yeah.
I don't think Portola does. It's water-based.
The lime wash probably doesn't. But like paints, I think, that would be like a high sheen or like moisture resistant, like that you would put in your bathroom or kitchen, probably have them.
Okay, what about...
I know my building like management isn't like thinking about the PFAS when they choose the cheapest paint.
I honestly think no one's been thinking about the PFAS.
No one thinks about the PFAS.
What about seafood?
You know, I had a moment where I was like, I refused to eat tuna for a long time because of the mercury. And like, and then I just was like, whatever, I need it. Spicy tuna, crispy rice.
Right. Sometimes you just do.
Right now, I'm like probably 80% or like 70% vegan and 30%. Not vegan. And when I do get like salmon, if I like, I'm gonna buy salmon to make it, like I'll go to a trusted fishmonger at the farmer's market who sells like whatever the good kind of salmon is that you can get that's not like a farm raised, like color treated one.
Right.
But I mean, even in restaurants now, I'm like, you don't know what you're getting from these places.
You truly don't. Ever since that we covered in our restaurant scandal episode, the whole situation with, what was the name of that meat? Belcampo? I trust no one.
Yeah, because I don't know if a restaurant's getting like organic food.
No, but they can charge like they are. Or nobody's just the
assumed,
wiser.
I guess I just assumed that everywhere in California that was like a bougie restaurant was serving you organic food just because we're in California.
My dark truth is that I prefer the taste of farm-raised salmon with color added.
Wow.
That's a truth. I don't like a wild-caught taste. It's because I'm probably used to
the farm-raised?
The farm-raised color added.
Like it's a little bit milder, no?
It's milder and it's like, I don't know, it just has like a better taste to me. I don't know. It's a sadness.
Yeah, like the meatiness of a wild-caught. Like it's like a tad tougher.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I like it because it's telling me this is tough. It had to be in the wild. I had to toughen up.
That's exactly what it's saying.
Farm-raised is like, I'm a little bitch. Soft life.
Yeah.
I've not experienced anything except swimming around in circles in the farm.
Right. Very, very little circumference to move around in. Mm-hmm. So it's just like fatter and therefore lazier.
Yeah. Wild caught is like, I fought my way up the river, missed the bears, fought my way down the river. Like I'm fighting for my life out here only to get caught and fed to you.
But then you're taking on that energy.
I like a fighter energy more than like a swim in circles energy.
A lot is the swim in circles energy. Damn.
I know, but then even when you start just thinking about animals and like what they're going through.
Yeah.
Then you're like, I can't take that on. I have to stick with my plants and my nuts.
Did you listen to Megan Fox's interview with Call Her Daddy?
No, I just only listened to the part plastic surgery part.
Okay, so then you heard the part where she has like a sit down with all of anybody who's performing surgery on her. And she's like, if you got in a fight with your wife, if you had anxiety.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
She goes, do not show up for surgery. Do not put that energy anywhere near the procedure. Wow. Exactly.
Okay, what do you think the procedure is that she wasn't talking about?
Okay, I watched the episode where Lori Hill guessed what it was.
What did she say?
She thinks it was eyebrow hair transplant. She said because she looked at Alex for a second and was like, this isn't something you need. And she talked about earlier in the episode how she overplucked her eyebrows and then went through trauma and then the hair never grew back.
Why gatekeep that?
I don't know. I think oftentimes if you're in the public eye and you admit to having a procedure, then you become the poster child for that procedure. And that's annoying. And so I could understand not wanting to be like, I had this done and now everybody's going to be zooming in on my eyebrows.
Because she's a Dr. Diamond client, right?
I don't know.
I think she's been pictured coming in and out of his office. I think she is a Dr. Diamond. And I think Jen Atkin is too. And she was very like straightforward about getting an eyebrow hair transplant procedure. Maybe because she kind of got a discount. I don't know. But I
think if you're getting photographed out of coming out of Dr. Diamond, that's how that's the discount.
Okay.
There's paparazzi isn't just hanging out outside of Dr. Diamond's office. They're getting a call being like, come get a picture so we can get placement and then I can get a kickback on this procedure.
Yeah. I thought I liked the rumors that it was like maybe a labiaplasty.
Right. But Lori kind of debunked that.
Did she?
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I don't care about Megan enough to watch the Lori Hill video going in on her. So
Lori did just a talk back to that one part. It was like a quick.
To the labiaplasty part?
No, to Megan talking about all the whole plastic surgery segment.
And what did she say?
It was mainly saying that she does think that she did have some sort of facelift, but that the doctor didn't call it that. And so therefore,
she can get out on a technicality.
Yeah.
Lori did someone recently that I need. Kristen Wiig.
I haven't watched that one
yet. I haven't watched that yet. It's bookmarked. I just watched Matt Rife's in a cozy moment. I love nothing more than getting cozy and seeing what Lori has to say about
basically,
my girls.
The takeaway on him was that no facial work. He got new teeth. And then also probably doing some sort of steroid situation. Allegedly.
Because like the jaw got bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
I see that.
It was just like a Sunday afternoon.
I pray someday I reach the level that Lori Hill would do one on me. That's when you know you've really made it.
Put it on the board.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I got to put a Lori Hill on my vision board for sure. Yeah. I don't want bad energy in the surgery room.
No bad energy.
Think about that.
I know. I'm like, that is a noted for later. I will be practicing that.
I know. I got to think about that. Even with the injector.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How was your day? How was your morning?
We'll have to quiz and then.
How you feeling today?
Can be like, you go chant good? It out in the next room and come back in 5 minutes.
Here's a 10-minute guided meditation. Go do that first.
Wait, side note. I had lip filler dissolve.
Okay.
And it was like the easiest, breeziest thing. I feel like I saw all these TikToks that were like, it's so painful. It's so horrible. Your lips like swell up huge and it's like traumatic. And it was none of those things.
I saw you right afterwards and it looked totally normal.
It was like a non-issue.
I've had filler dissolve before. It hurts when the injection happens. But other than that, I don't remember anything.
It didn't even like hurt that much.
Were you numb?
I was pretty numb.
Okay.
But like, I wouldn't raw dog it, but just because the lips are so sensitive. But yeah, I was expecting it. Maybe that's also part of it, is I was expecting it to be so much worse.
Well, this hasn't happened to me, but I've heard that it can like eat away at tissue.
Yeah, I've heard
or
that too.
Fat.
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
I know. I was like, watch me come back in 2 weeks and I have like no chin.
Oh, no. Well, like, there's an injection for that.
Yeah. No, but I was like, okay, that was a pick your poison of like, I can do this.
What if there were PFAS in injectables?
In Sculptra, I'm sure.
Why Sculptra of all?
Because you can't dissolve it.
Oh.
It sticks around for like 2 years, but also like, what is anything? I'm sure I've like literally just been, I don't even remember what people inject into my face. And if the injector's like, we need more, I'm like, load her in, like get her in there.
I say more.
People are like, what have you got? What did they do in your cheeks last time? And I'm like, your guess is as good as mine. I realize like, this is probably not good. Like that I would just like let literal filler agents be injected into my fucking skull.
Yeah, no, it's not great. Have you heard plastic surgeons talk about like when they're doing facelifts and they have to like go around someone?
Well, they have to like dig out the filler.
Dig out the filler and then
like, dig it out. That's part of your job.
Threads that haven't fully dissolved.
Oh, I would. You will never catch me getting a thread.
No,
I've known that those are weird from the jump.
And they only last 6 months.
Not worth it. Not worth it. So painful.
And if you get like a weird pull, then
best of luck to you.
Talk about forever chemicals.
Yeah, I mean fillers are, I think, a low key forever chemical.
Yeah, they coined them as not, but I don't believe it. I think it sticks around.
Well, I think it's also like depends on where you're getting them injected. Because like, you know, certain times you get filler in your cheeks and they lay it down, like they go deep and they lay it next to the bone, I think is different than like a lip where it's like not resting on a bone. Tony.
I wish my lip filler lasted longer.
Yeah.
I wish it was more of a forever chemical.
I would love a forever chemical in my lips.
Yeah. Mine just goes away so quickly.
The injector that I had that decided to inject a glob of filler underneath my lips that just sat as like a glob, that felt like a forever chemical to me.
No.
I had to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Obviously, microwavable popcorn, we can see you later. That's a F.
Yeah.
Who
needs
it?
That.
Bake it on the stove. You're all set.
But just like get some at Erewhon.
But in anything I read, they were like the most PFAS laden material ever.
Damn.
Is microwavable popcorn bags. It's like, okay, well then do we need instant popcorn that badly in life?
I mean, I had a period of time where I definitely did.
Who didn't? We all were around like, in the 90s. Come on.
No, high school, like at boarding school, I was microwaving popcorn every weekend.
I could see that.
Was all I had to live for was kettle corn.
But I think like now that we know.
Yeah, we're not doing
it. We're not going to do that.
It's boom chicka pop life for me.
So when it comes to vegetables, frozen veggies had the lowest amount of PFAS, weirdly enough.
Okay.
And then organic, second lowest, and then non-organic, the most. Frozen.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Frozen are, maybe the freeze kills them. They're at peak ripeness and freshness, and then frozen.
But I think the whole part of PFAS is that even freezing doesn't do anything. So I don't know, but thought it was interesting. And then, are you interested in a current event relating to PFAS?
Of course.
Okay, so as of last week when I was doing this research, but then Taylor came in and said, no.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to talk about me instead. So Logan Paul, are you familiar with this human?
I certainly am.
He has a line of energy drinks called Prime Energy Drink. And he is being sued for two reasons around this beverage. One, the excessive amounts of caffeine and the fact that it's being geared towards like a younger demographic. Two is the high levels of PFAS found in the grape version of the drink. They found like a handful of different types of PFAS in just this one flavor.
Wow. I would say that like lab grown grape flavor, that seems PFAS-y.
That feels right. Yeah, yeah. I hear that and I go, yeah. I hear Logan Paul. I hear grape flavor, caffeine laden energy
like,
drink.
Grape drink, like, or like just that flavoring. I would even say the same for like a fake banana flavor, I think would definitely
disgusting.
Strike me as PFAS.
Yeah. And undrinkable.
Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking of like a banana candy, like just these like synthetic flavors that don't actually taste like the thing that they're trying to mimic, but a different version of that.
Yeah.
It's like been Sunny so, Delight or something like that.
It's been so lab derived that it just got the whole gangs here.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything.
Well, that tracks for him.
Honestly, yes. Perfectly in line with the tale that's been laid out in front of us. I'm like, yeah, of course there's a PFAS drama with your grape energy drink geared towards children.
We got to stay vigilant.
And
try to like avoid PFAS wherever you can.
Yes.
Except in a manicure.
Luckily, as we said at the top, there are new laws being put in place around drinking water. So the
tap
government,
water is another huge source.
Yeah. And you can look online and find, I don't know, I sort of feel like ignorance is bliss, but I have looked up my water before and I looked it up too.
I felt like smug at first because I was like, I don't drink tap water, haven't in years if I can get away with it. But then I realized I shower every day.
Right. Those types of things.
Yeah. And I don't, it's not like I have like any sort of filtration system.
A reverse osmosis filtration system is what is recommended to have at home. Those are pricey.
Yeah.
And these bigger filters that communities are going to have to begin to have in their water, also very pricey. So, but I say good.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
It's hard out there.
It ain't easy.
It's a PFAS world and we're just living in it. Why did anyone like invent them in the first place? Why couldn't we just be happy with like...
I think it started with these like nonstick pans, Teflon.
But then it's also, I guess, for like clothes. If you're shipping like lots of clothes to from one place to another, you want to spray them with something so that they're not like molding or like getting moisture in them.
Mm-hmm. Tortured PFAS department.
Totally. Ugh. Well, I'm a little stressed, but it'll pass.
It'll
PFAS.
Certainly will. Guys, thank you so much for listening. What is your favorite PFAS? What PFAS can you not live without? I'm dying to know.
Which product are you saying blah, blah, blah? I'm still wearing my Lulus about.
Tell us.
Let us know. And until next time.
Stay niche.
Bye.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you loved today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok @this_is_too_niche.